Welcome back, faithful readers. Sit back and listen to the continuation of A Test of Servitude. Chapter 2, The Door of Humility. The queen stood before the traveler, inspecting every inch of his freshly scoured body. "Did you enjoy your bath?" The words spilled from her red lips like warm honey, but the smile dancing around her eyes was not so sweet. "Yes, Your Majesty, you are very kind." He tried in vain to shake the image of two scantily clad servant girls bathing him in the royal chamber, scrubbing his dirty skin with delicate, bold hands. He was clever enough to realize that treating him to a royal bath with scented soaps and oils was simply a precursor, a pretest of his fortitude. It was the decadent spoonful of honey before the bitter serving of medicine, and he would not be lulled into a false sense of security. The queen's tests were legendary, and he would not fail before he had even begun. The queen took a step back from the traveler and contemplated him for a moment, as if tasting the words scrolling through her mind. "There will be three doors, three tests, three chances to fail. The goal of each test is simple: endurance. If you can endure the trials you will face, then you will move on to the next test. Endure them all, and you may be victorious." At this last word, the queen strode past the traveler, pausing for just a moment to whisper in his ear, "I would wish you luck, but I don't really care if you succeed or fail." She was gone, along with the small entourage that shadowed her every movement. The traveler was left alone in the small stone chamber, regarding each of the queen's words. The only adornment in the room was the gilded frame of a door that stood in the center, though to call it a door was a generous use of the word. The frame was open, but the space it held had a misty, shimmering quality, as if the air that existed there was filled with a warm moisture. The traveler gathered his resolve and summoned all the courage contained in his noble heart. He stepped through the threshold and felt the moist air engulf his body in an unsettling embrace. As he emerged on the other side, the traveler felt a shift in reality, as if the pressure in the room had been altered. The walls and ceiling were gone. The door behind him was gone. He gave his eyes a moment to adjust to the blackness, and saw before him a full-length mirror next to an exquisite four-post bed. Though this strange coupling of furniture was surrounded by a void of blackness, they were illuminated by a soft glowing light that had no source. "Welcome, traveler." The voice startled him, and he turned to see a woman more voluptuous and stunning than he could ever have fabricated in his dreams. Her hair was a brilliant mass of flaming red curls. Her eyes glowed like ivy crawling up a trellis in spring, and she was completely naked. Catching his image in the full-length mirror, the traveler discovered that his body was just as bare as the woman before him, yet he felt strangely comfortable. "Come." It was a command, not a request. The traveler obeyed, and she led him over to the mirror and turned him to face his own image, pressing her body against his back and resting her chin on his shoulder. He could feel her ample breasts pushing into him. He could feel the curve of her hip bone, the soft down of her sex brushing against his thigh. His body immediately came to life, and he stood before the mirror, proud of his erect manhood. "How many women have you pleased, traveler? You must be so proud of yourself." Her fingers ran slowly up and down his torso, teasing and tantalizing his flesh. "I can smell their lust on you." She turned his head and placed her lips against his, tasting him briefly with her warm tongue. "I can taste each breaking heart. I can see the pain you have caused reflected in your eyes. You have loved so many and broken so many, all just mere stepping stones along the path to your queen." The woman's hand moved down the traveler's body and came to grip his erect cock. He gasped at her touch and willed himself to remain still and calm. Endure. "You will learn humility, traveler, and I will be your teacher. You will learn how it feels to be used as a mindless object for the pleasure of another, and you will learn how to not rely on this worthless piece of flesh." The woman released the traveler's aching member, and instantly he felt a strange tingling sensation coursing through his body. The sensation seemed to be concentrated in his cock, and as he stared into the mirror, he watched with horror as his once impressive phallus slowly shrank until it was no more than a small nub protruding from the dark mass of hair between his legs. Endure. The tingling moved throughout his body, slowly transforming the male image before him into that of a young, curvaceous female. His features had been refined, his waist had been tapered, his breasts were full and round with small pink nipples. He was staring at the female version of himself. Endure. The woman merely smirked at the traveler. Her hands were now massaging and teasing his newly formed breasts, and she was languidly grinding her hips into his backside. Only now he felt something pressing into him that had not been there before, something long and smooth and stiff. And though his mind recognized the feel of an erect cock, he was reluctant to accept what fate had planned. And despite the humiliation seeping into his soul, he felt a surge of desire. He found himself pushing back against her imposing rod, urging her advances with his body. He felt a strange aching and a growing wetness between his legs, and he had the sudden desire to feel her inside him. He wanted to be taken. He wanted to be used. "On the bed, traveler. I assume you know what position I desire. On your knees, just like all the pretty barmaids you have ravished over the years." The traveler eagerly positioned his new body on the bed, poised to be taken by this hungry vixen. He felt her hands holding his hips in place. He felt her fingers exploring and violating the slick folds of flesh between his trembling thighs. He felt the head of her cock begin to slowly slide inside him. Endure. The traveler lay in his modest bed, curled up on his side. He had returned to his former physical state, though a bit less manly than when he first arrived in the queen's chamber. His body ached, and he could still feel the pull and tug of the woman's member tearing at his insides. He could still hear her grunting and panting with each powerful thrust. He felt a resurgence of humility as he remembered the way his body convulsed with the spasms of an intense orgasm as she degraded him verbally and used his body for her own pleasure. He had endured the first test. In the morning he woke to find a small package wrapped in a velvet cloth laying next to him. There was a small note penned in an elegant script. It read simply, "For your next test." He slowly unwrapped the package and let the shiny metal cage fall into the palm of his hand.